ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Shri Vishnu Sahasranama. Number 533 is Trivikrama. You're all aware of this name? You've heard of this name? Yeah. Means Vama, yeah. Generally, everyone, at least I do, and I just presume everyone else thinks of Trivikrama as Vamana. That's only the second meaning given here. Vamana is a name that has come up already in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam. So I won't elaborate much on that here now. So Vamana, among all the avatars, is one who has several temples, and it's a very, at least to my estimation, among all the pastimes, it's a very sweet, maybe we could say bittersweet. Seems to be bitter in the beginning, it's but yatadagre vishamiva pariname mritopamam, that it seems like poison in the beginning, but nectar at the end. What is that? Yatadagri Vishamiva Parinami Mritopam Tatsu Kam Satvikam Protam Atma Buddhi Prasadajam. The happiness in the mode of goodness seems like poison in the beginning and nectar at the end. That's called the happiness, and it is gives knowledge or intelligence of the self, and gives rise to pleasure, actual pleasure, deep pleasure. So, of course, the pastimes of the Supreme Lord are beyond the platform of the mode of goodness. But in this mature world, the mode of goodness is a close reflection of the spiritual situation. Trivikramaha, the name is made up of tri, which means three, which opens up many possibilities because there are so many threes. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur compiled Ankavali, which means a series of numbers. So what is one mentioned in Shastra? Just like there's one supreme, one original Veda, and so on. What is two? Radha and Krishna. What is three? And then he gives so many examples. So three, there are many, many threes among threes. Therefore, the Supreme Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam is called Triadhish, which means he's the Lord of three Purushavatars, three gunas, the three guna avatars, the three modes of nature, the three states of consciousness, three worlds. Yeah. So there's so many threes. So this name could be expanded in many, to have many meanings. Vikrama. Krama means step, and vikrama means a great step. So vikrama by extension means the three great steps means Vamana. Tripada is a name which will come up just now in the next verse, which has the same meaning, three steps. And Vikrama by extension means one who does great activities, taking great strides, or at least in English that's said figuratively. someone taking great strides, that's said figuratively to mean makes great progress, and usually not in something theoretical, but some practical manifested activity. So similarly, this, although there are many names of the Supreme Lord which refer to his strength, his power, a lot of it is latent or not directly seen, just like we see the power of the Supreme Lord in creating, maintaining, and destroying the universe. That's also three phases of time within the material world. Three phases of time, also past, present, future, and so on, and so on, and so on. And as I understand it, the word Vikrama specifically refers to his power as it's directly seen and manifest in his activities, in his avatars. Lord Rama conquering over Lanka, Nrisimha destroying Hiranyakashipu and the hosts of demons. So these names, this name Vikrami has come up already in Vishnu Sahasranam. Vikrama, that comes in the same verse, Vikrami, Vikrama, Amita Vikrama, which they all mean very powerful. But the first meaning that is given here in among the commentators, the first meaning is given here because it's given by the Sri Vaishnava commentator, Sri Parashara Bhattar. And he gives the meaning here as referring to the three Vedas. So he pervades all the Vedas. Veda, Sangha, Pada, Krama, Panishardaya, the Kramas of the Veda. That's also steps. Just like there's the verses, the part of the verse referred to the Veda Pada, the four padas, or two padas in each. Well, it depends what kind of verse it is, the so-called legs of the verse. And then the recitation is called the order that it's in. Krama also means order. So, Trivikrama refers to three Vedas. Sometimes we have the one Veda, sometimes we have the three Vedas, sometimes we have the four Vedas, sometimes we have the five Vedas. But generally, Tri Dharma Manu Prapana. Tri means the three Vedas. Riksama Yajur Evacha. Generally referred to as three, Riksama and Yajur. So he pervades these three Vedas. He's the object of the Vedas. Vedaisha sarve raham eva vedyaha. And as usual, a reference is given from Shastra. It can also mean then, if we take it to mean pervading, then he also pervades the three worlds. He is the power within the three Gunas, and so on, and so on, and so on. There are unlimited understandings regarding Vikrama. Shankara gives more than one meaning, and that pervading the three worlds. Or covering the three worlds, which means Trivikram, which means three steps, but it can also, it means Vamana, but it also means Vamana, taking it to mean he who pervades or covers the three worlds. Our Gaurya Vaishnava commentator gives the meaning that he is the supreme goal described in the three Vedas. You might think that he'd say Vamana, but no, he gives the same or similar meaning to that of Parashara Bhatta. Another is that he pervades the three worlds. That's another meaning given. Then another meaning taken from Harivamsa, the word loka means the three fields of experience, so he pervades the waking, dreaming, and sleep states. He transcends these conditions, and yet he pervades them also. Okay. That's all I'm going to say now. It's a big topic. Could be expanded, but I'll just speak briefly now. Trivikram, very well known. That name is often used. There could be so many names of that name is often used in connection with Vamana. We see in regular Vaishnava culture. That what does that mean in the Sri Vaishnava culture and here in the south and Madhva culture? Here in the south means in South India. I'm speaking in India. If we say here in the south, in America has a completely different connotation. Here in this, but that's an ancient division also. Dakshinatya. Dravida Desh as Pancha Dravida. That's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Dravida Desha. Then there's Pancha Dravida and Pancha Gaura. These are ancient geographical divisions between North and South India. What is now called India. Hare Krishna.